we're going to go ahead and go to our next caller who's patiently been waiting, Bob. Thank you so much. It looks like you're calling from Bothell. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and I wanted to comment going in that you have a very clear and understandable voice on the phone. I really appreciate that a lot.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Sure. I appreciate that feedback.
So I'm calling because I've been taking melatonin for about 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
And I was talking to a friend, and they said, you know, you shouldn't take too much of that. And I looked it up online. They said you shouldn't take it for over about 2 years. What's your feeling on melatonin?
I don't have a problem with people taking it long term, and meaning as long as you've been taking it or longer. It doesn't have the associated side effects like other sleep prescriptions do that can maybe cause memory loss. The melatonin doesn't have that at all. And it's not addictive. The melatonin is not. There's conflicting information about whether or not melatonin, when you take it orally or exogenously, if it suppresses your own melatonin production. Just thinking about our natural feedback loops that we have in our body, that is a possibility, but it really hasn't been proven or shown to be true. So I typically have people use the smallest dosage possible that they can to get effectiveness, and then I will gradually increase the dosage to what's needed for that person. But to be honest, I really don't have a problem with people using it long term.
I've gotten up to like 40 milligrams, and what I did is I just stopped taking it, just like you turn off a light switch.
Uh-huh.
And I still seem to sleep fine.
Oh, that's so good. That's good.
I don't see any need to take it any further.
That's absolutely wonderful. And I would say that that can happen with other people too, that it helps to reset our sleep-wake cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So not only does it cause people to feel groggy, but it helps with that sleep-wake cycle. So hopefully that just got entrained into your body that you don't need to use it anymore. That's wonderful news. One less supplement.
Perfect.
That's great. Very,
yeah,
very good. As much as we talk about supplements here and how wonderful they are, I'd rather not people take handfuls.
And I listen to your commercials and I think, oh, dang, I need to take that one. I need to take this one.
I know what you mean. That's true of a lot of places that advertise supplements. They make them sound like you are the one that needs them.
Yes. All righty. Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
You
and,
too.
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you as well. I appreciate you being out there listening.